A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Augustine de Candolle was a systematic soul. He liked to keep his plants in order by organizing species by their most obvious features. He worked out their relatedness, well, sorta. Our study of genetics has replaced the theoretics behind the designs of Monsieur de Candolle. But his work inspired Andrew Murray's much admired plant layout through which you're about to take a stroll. Systematic, systematic, war systematic. Have you ever seen a panorama quite so cinematic? Have you ever smelled a garden quite so aromatic? Or heard of an endeavor quite so idiosyncratic as Augustine de Candolle's stabbed filling all the holes in our knowledge of the way plants are related? Or as Andrew Murray's bid to concoct the curvy grid which in this botanic garden is located. But they've shuffled things about and they've chucked a few things out as a result of analysing DNA. They've also added lots of basal monocots because we know much more about these plants today. Systematic, systematic, war systematic. Just because you're scientific doesn't mean you stay static, cause plants and Murray's layout have proved problematic. This botanic garden's up to two updated schematics. Systematic, systematic, war systematic. Have you ever seen a panorama quite so cinematic? Have you ever smelled a garden quite so aromatic? Or heard of an endeavor quite so idiosyncratic as Augustine and Andrew systematic?